Kelas English CPH bersama Teacher Fatih.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning, boys.
Huh? I just want to ask you. Okay. What's the difference, between these two? Childish and childlike.
Childish ke anak-anak.
Childish ke anak-anak. Ke budak-budak kan?
Childlike.
Dia macam budak.
Which one has a slightly negative connotation?
Childish.
Kan? It's good to be childlike. Because childlike means apa? Okay, what do you understand? If I say, you're so childlike. I love it.
Childlike.
Comel.
Not so comel. Comel is cute. Not so. There are some elements of comel, cute. But when you're childlike, it means you are more like innocent.
Innocent.
You don't
judge. Apa, teacher?
Innocent. Dia
tak bersalah.
Innocent is ayolah tak bersalah. Dia very macam budak-budak. Dia tak ada prasangka. You don't judge people too much.
Jujur.
Jujur.
Sincere.
You're very sincere.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're childlike. So it's good for people. I mean, and it doesn't mean only a child can be childlike. So you're childlike. So that means you're good. You are sincere, like you say.
Better lah daripada childish.
Childish means
it's very like budak-budak.
Kebudak-budakan.
Very irritating. You know, like grow up. So if somebody is childish, you tell them grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up
lah, you know, for God's sake, you know. But if you're childlike, then it's good, because that means you look at things through the sincere eyes of a child.
I have one also, teacher. Child juga, teacher. But it's good.
Child play.
Child lock. Budak-budak.
Yeah, that one is
if you don't want to.
Class English GPH bersama Teacher Fatih.